Welcome to the Calyrex Game Corner's Pokemon D&D campaign, featuring Cindy, a hot-headed teen with a penchant for arson, Gimli, an admirable father seeking to reunite his family, Elodie, a fun-loving baker with a whimsical heart, and Schmidt, a courageous young man searching for his purpose with a duck. Together, they make the Quacko Paco, and this is Dunsparce and Drampa. Last time we were with the Paco, they found themselves in a small chamber accompanied by two deceased adventurers of apparently different moral backgrounds, and a Shedinja, and a series of mysterious ancient puzzles seemingly designed to protect an underground chamber. Cindy rummaged through the deceased folks' belongings, identifying a journal upon the leather-clad adventurer that largely crumbled away into dust, and a notebook from a love-struck NRG grunt that was in reasonable condition. Upon solving the type-based puzzles, the Paco, along with Porter, the miscreant teenager, arrived in a large 70-by-70-foot room with an immensely tall ceiling, attempting to find their way through the utter darkness as the entrance sealed itself behind them. The source of rhythmic thudding that had been rattling the desert temple was identified as a colossal stone golem comprised of boulders and an unusual braille-like symbol inlaid on where its face would be. Schmidt strategically instructed Walter the Dunsparce to bore a hole by the entrance of the chamber to hide the Paco once it was clear that the giant boulder creature had identified a disturbance in this chamber. Mysterious runes and sigils line the stone sediment walls as far as the Paco can determine in this dim light, and piles of boulders are strewn about among them with similar ancient inscriptions. The giant stone creature, known as Regirock, has moved to the center of the chamber and has seemingly begun to look about, the stones of its mountainous body grinding as it swivels its torso, and the earth trembling as it takes each rocky step. For the time being, the Paco has seemingly not been identified, as Regirock generates mysterious robot-like sounds from within its body. Gimli, Cindy, Schmidt, Elodie, Gimli, and Porter, you are cowering in a hole in the darkness, just mere meters away from a monstrous earthen sentinel. Let's begin with initiative rules, but not necessarily combat, as the gang lays in hiding.
For clarification, what are those robot sounds that Regirock is making?
They're like...
Thank you, that's what I needed. Mm-hmm. That was very important Perfect. Information.
I was thinking the same thing.
That is what Regirock sounds like.
16.
It's Dex.
22.
Yeah, Dex, I need a reminder effects, of this. Is it? It's just Dex. Dexterity?
It's Dex, yeah, yeah. Unless you have a passive or something. Schmidt?
I'd put it in chat. Yeah, we all have it there.
Okay.
It was not a great roll for me.
Well, for you, it's quite good for us.
Yeah. Well, my modifier carries a lot of the weight there.
Great. Just in review, we're going to have Elodie first, then Gimli, then Schmidt, then our allies, then Cindy, and then the baddies, question mark. So, while you're all in a hole, what are you going to do? What's the strategy? Is there one? What's going to happen? We'll start with Elodie.
Guys, what do we do?
Roach is beeping and booping.
I'm concerned because he said baddies, like plural.
Listen, that though.
So maybe
you don't have to whisper that. That's
so maybe we start with like a perception check.
Wait.
To see where Schmidt, the other baddies are.
Schmidt, what are you talking about? That makes no sense.
Listen.
who said anything about baddies?
someone in the Discord said Schmidt was like Deadpool, so we're breaking the fourth wall right now.
What is a Discord?
Don't worry about it.
I'm so worried. You're talking nonsense.
Schmidt, on your turn, you're welcome to roll an insight to see like if you feel like it's just you and this monster or if there's other monsters.
Porter's one of the baddies.
Oh, shit.
Or like,
finally, my master plan to get Regirock!
Take out my glizzy and shoot.
Porter Robinson, why would you do that? You just dropped an album this week.
What is your glizzy, Elodie?
It's a literal hot dog.
No, we have a gun.
It's a Nerf gun because he's a child.
Yeah. It turns into a Nerf gun when there's a child around.
Yeah, we can't kill children.
You're about to go take a nap.
Get on your BMX bike.
You guys are fucking weird. That's great, though. Yeah, you're welcome to discuss whatever you like, but we are going to do action economy for a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would like to be able to tell the general vibe. Like, is just being able to tell, like, if Raji.
If Raji.
Reggie Raji.
Reginald the Rock.
Raji if Ray. Roger Rock is hunting for us.
Roger Rock.
Who framed Roger Rock? Roger
Rock is like,
that's a name if he knows where he is today.
Okay, so perfect. You said vibe, so I'm guessing insight. What you're trying to determine is if your presence is known by someone or something, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, correct. Go ahead. You can insight that. Go for it.
Okay. 18?
That's pretty high. Based on when you entered the chamber and you were kind of scuttling around in the low light, maybe kicking some pebbles, you knew that when you entered that the rhythmic thudding off to the west stopped, and then this colossal creature marched to the center of the chamber. So it's safe to assume that your presence has what changed this activity, which was consistent prior to you entering this room. So you get the feeling that Reggie Rock probably knows that someone is here.
Right, but he may not know that, like, we're where we are in this hole.
Based on your 18, it seems like you have not been detected. I mean, your presence has been detected, but your location has not.
Right. Okay, cool. Well, that's good. Always good to at least be stealthy in that way.
I guess the question is, are you going to move send out a Pokemon? That's pretty much it.
Oh, good question. Sending out a Pokemon would be a good thing.
We can argue that Cabbage is present. That's fine. Hold it that way before.
I suppose I probably would have Cabbage present. If I do have Cabbage present, would I be able to take out Bubblegum?
Yeah, why not?
On this turn?
Yes.
Cool.
That's part of the purpose of doing this initiative. Okay, so Elodie present in the hole with Cabbage will also send out Bubblegum, the Brione. Welcome. Let's see. I do want a stealth check for your Pokeball use.
Sure. 9
is not particularly good. The swiveling stony body of the Titan that is in the center of this chamber pauses after the sound and bright light of the Pokeball, and it swivels about, and you hear like the crunching, grinding sound of its torso among its legs, essentially. You can't fully make out its body, but you hear like as its rocks grind against each other, and it takes one boom plodding footstep to the south towards the hole that you are all in. It is moving quite slowly, but it has moved closer to your direction. Elodie, are you squeezing anything else into this turn?
No, that will be all for my turn.
Okay. Gimli has the next highest initiative. Gimli, do you have any plans?
Whew, okay. So he obviously... So do we think it's a scrap gang? Are we fighting the stretchy rock?
I could go either way. Like, if we think we can befriend him, I'm totally down for that. But I think if anybody can befriend him, it's the rock guy.
I know.
Yeah, I think it's a capture angle. If we are scrapping, I need to shift gears with my Pokemon that we have. This is your mission. I will leave that to you.
Schmidt is next in the initiative. And also, like, you guys can talk, and Gimli, you could, like, hold your action, depending. I don't want to prevent you guys from strategizing. I just want it to feel like you're on a timer. That's what I want.
No, that's fair. I just don't know how to talk to the beep boop rock guy.
That's pretty fair.
If he's walking our way, I can try to leave the hole and distance myself from our comrades and wave to him.
Is that
how much space do we have to operate?
I do have a map. I'm not sharing it yet, but you are. Okay.
Like, do I have the space to pull off, like, that maneuver?
You're in a shallow hole, and the beast is approximately...
Okay,
that's, like, the extent of your vision, too, is 15 or so feet.
Right, but, like, around me, is it, like, open? Is it, like, closed?
Oh, sure. So, behind you to the south is, like, immediately outside of the hole is a wall that has resealed itself from where you entered.
Uh-huh.
To your left and right, about 10 feet away, there's just piles of boulders. You can't make out anything particular about them. And then to the north, it is too dark to see at all past Reggie Rock's.
And we can't see his glowing eyes. He's obviously facing us, right?
No, that's like the one thing you do see in here.
Okay.
While his carapace is largely obscured by the lack of light underground, the glowing H-like braille symbol where Reggie Rock's face would be is apparent. It is giving a steady glow, and sometimes it blinks and flashes.
How big is he actually?
So, you're at like canon Reggie Rock is what you're asking?
No, this Reggie Rock. Canon Reggie Rock's 5'7". He's as tall as I am. Yeah. So, like,
This Regirock is at least triple that size.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make. I'm like, is this a giant or is this just a guy? Like, because Regirock is just genuinely a guy.
Yeah. This Regirock is larger than most people.
That's wild. Okay. I think I will venture out. I'll go towards the left side wall.
Okay.
And see if I can wave my guy down to not go towards the hole.
Okay.
So you guys are now going towards the right.
So are you trying to be stealthy?
No.
Okay. So you exit the hole to the left and you try to get the attention of Regirock.
Yes.
Okay. You do that. You emerge from the hole, and shortly after, there's one more plodding footstep towards the hole, a big shattering boom sound. And as you emerge from the hole, you know, you're scampering on the ground a little bit and pebbles are kind of going around. It's a dusty floor, so you're creating some sound, and you're a pretty stocky guy. So you move over to the left about 20 or so feet. And once again, the grinding sound of the legs, hips, torso part of this creature turns. And then you hear it, and its eyes flash as they focus on you. Mm-hmm. And it swings backwards one of its arms and takes one more step towards Gimli specifically, which is diagonally away from the hole. Anything else for your turn, Gimli?
Just for like, Regirock, we mean you no harm. Or I guess I don't know what it is. I wouldn't know the name of it, right?
Probably not. You may. If anyone would, it's someone from either Sinnoh or Hoenn, because these creatures are potent to their history. So okay. You could, I could give you a free religion check to see if you know.
Okay. Oh, I crit.
Yeah, that's great. No, you know everything about these guys. The Regi Titans, as they are called, the elemental titans, are central to the lore of the Sinnoh region for sure, and you would probably assume the Hoenn region as well. You know that this Regi is not the only one of its kind. Your religion check is so high that also you know from legend that these creatures are about the size of a man, so it is perplexing that you see this one that is simply so large. So yes, you do know Reginald by name. That's what you're asking.
Reginald, we mean you no harm.
You mean Regirock?
Yeah. They're all the same. Well, this one is not a proper Reginald. He might actually just be Roger. But I think he's Reginald.
Okay.
But he's so big.
Reginald Roger Rock. RRR.
You may roll a charisma check. This is a very high DC. It is above 20. You do that.
Can I technically? Yes.
Okay. Then please roll.
I got exactly 20.
Okay. So with your modifier, what does that get you? Oh, that's a dirty 20?
Yeah, it's a dirty 20.
Okay. Pretty good. You notice after sharing this message with Regirock that...
Oh, wait. Do I get Pokemon handling on that or no?
I'm going to say no for this one.
Okay, that's fine.
You observe that the intelligence / mental capacities of this creature appear to be unlike other Pokemon that you've interacted with. There's kind of a stoicism about it that feels very unfamiliar and foreign, as if it would be very difficult to actually reason with, because it probably doesn't understand you at all.
Just bleep bloop back at it.
Let me test my Morse code knowledge.
Just learn the language of agents.
Gimli just fucking T-poses and his face gets replaced with a bunch of blinking
very good. That's a movement, that's an action. I can probably give you one more little thing.
No, I think that's good enough.
Okay. That brings us to Schmidt. You're in the hole with the Dunsparce, Bubblegum, Elodie, Cabbage, Cindy, Porter, Gimli, and some other Pokemon. What do you do?
Can I make a check?
Yes.
To see if I see anything that I might interpret to be like a plate.
Sure. Just like around the whereabouts?
In this room in particular, yeah.
Okay.
Or attached to maybe something.
Okay. Yeah, I guess since you know what you're looking for, I want either an investigation or an arcana from you.
I will take investigation because I am proficient. Dirty 23.
That's pretty good. Schmidt, it is very, very dark. Your visibility is pretty limited. You are looking for something familiar to the other plates that you've seen. We're calling them plates. Perhaps that is what they are. You do not see that shape, that artifact in particular, in your immediate area, which is roughly 20 feet in front of you. However, you have observed the piles of boulders to the left and right of the hole that you had to Dunsparce dig. They have like this quality about them that reminds you very much like the plates. And they have inscriptions on them that remind you of the Draconid symbology that you're familiar with from your time in Meteor Falls. They're a little different, but there is something about these piles of rocks that gives you plate vibes, despite not being plates themselves. You cannot see much further beyond 20 feet around you.
I guess it would be an action to investigate further into these, I guess, runic descriptions.
Yeah, that would consume the majority of your action economy here.
I think instead of doing that this turn, I want to burrow with Walter underground as far as he can. I'm guessing swim speed is also burrow speed.
Probably. That's probably what that intention is.
So 30 feet to like the back right of the chamber. I'm trying to get like behind Regirock from where Gimli is, you know.
Okay, yeah. So from the hole, you want to go 30 feet to the right?
Not like a straight line to the right, but kind of like
diagonal.
Yeah. The goal is to get behind the thing.
Okay.
With like Gimli, Regirock, Schmidt like in a straight line.
Got it. You can certainly do that depending on how shallow you're willing to compromise. You're already 5 feet in the ground, so that kind of helps. Yeah, you could go 5 feet deeper and put yourself squarely behind Regirock and still be underground. No problem.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. The Dunsparce will have no issue doing this. Walter is made to burrow. I do require a stealth check to not be detected, however.
From Walter or from Schmidt?
So. You guys are going together, so we can say from Walter, but add the cloak bonus.
Okay.
Also, your DC for this is not super high because Gimli has captured Regirock's attention.
Good, because I did not roll super high.
Okay.
14.
14 is good enough, thankfully. You were looking for double digits. Yeah, the rest of the pack OCs as... You know, Walter quietly burrows deeper into the ground, and you can't see exactly where Schmidt ends up, but you understand he's probably looking for a flanking angle on Regirock. Pretty good. Anything else for Schmidt?
I think that will be my turn.
It's pretty solid.
Two cards face down.
Okay. Very good. Up next would be Porter and Gimli. They're kind of just looking for cues here. Gimli clutches the one Pokeball that he still has, which is his trusty partner Golem, but does not release it as he is still hesitant in this area. Porter is like as far against the wall in the hole as he can be, staring and trembling in fear at Regirock. Cindy, it is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to let Fang out. Just that way he's, like, ready to go, because he's my least rock-herdy guy.
Yeah, Fang the Shell Gone, correct?
Yes. Yep. Just a guy. Cool. I can't face Regirock head-on, because I myself am little. But I kind of want to try to translate, like, a la Dory, speaking whale. And okay. Try to be like bleep bloop 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 bleep bloop 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 bloop. Can I do that from in the hole?
Yes. So you are attempting to interface with Regirock, is that correct?
I'm attempting to speak the language that I do not know.
First I want a dex check or a stealth check for stealth for sending out Fang.
Okay. Is it my... Oh, that's a nat 20. It doesn't matter whose stealth it is.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You are able to do so in such a way that you can kind of shield the laser, and it benefits Fang that his body is somewhat like a rock and isn't really noticeable in this condition, which is pretty great. What do you think you should roll for your beeps and...
Pokemon handling? Or something with charisma? Or would it be a survival skill?
I don't think survival quite goes here. I think it's some
not
brand.
Getting bodied by.
Yeah, I could see you spin it in intelligence, but otherwise I think it's a brand of charisma. And I'm just curious what you want to flavor it as.
I have a higher charisma stat.
Okay.
Than intelligence.
Okay.
So if it's straight intelligence or charisma,
Yeah, just go charisma.
Charisma. Give that. Come on. 18 on the die, which with my modifier plus 3, is that a dirty 21?
Dirty 21 is pretty good. Do you emerge from the hole, or do you just kind of stand up in there, or what do you do?
Maybe I, try to, do it from in the hole to, translate what Gimli said. It's like he doesn't understand you. Bleep, bloop, 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 bloop.
Okay, so you're outside of the hole. Is that clear?
I guess, okay. Yeah. Right next to the hole. So if I need to jump in, I can.
Okay.
Jump in.
We'll just say that you're right in front of it. You can see Gimli, 25 or so feet over to your left. He's got his hand raised because he was just waving at Regirock. You make yourself known and you say bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop, trying to interface with Regirock. With your 21, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regirock is not capable of interpreting your gestures and or words, and you see its body swivel yet again, the stones grinding against each other, this colossal titan, as it throws back another one of its arms behind itself. It's holding its arms made of boulders in such a way that, it's almost like, this is going to sound stupid, but I'm going to describe it as someone who's like Naruto running, right? This creature's not running at all, but it has its arms swiveled back, backwards behind itself.
It's gearing up to Naruto run at us.
And it takes another step, this time more towards Cindy's direction rather than Gimli's direction. Anything else for Cindy?
I don't think I have much left unless I want to attack, which I don't want to yet.
So vibing?
Can I have Fang hold an action?
Sure. What is that held action?
If Regirock tries to hit me, Fang will stop it, jump in front of me so intercept. I don't get hit.
Okay, got it.
That's a shell gun, right?
That is a shell gun, that is correct.
Does it have protect?
Nope.
Awesome.
Cindy running protect? Come on.
Never heard of it. I think that was one of the options, and I was like, it'd be cool. Flamethrower.
It definitely was an option, that's correct. Okay.
I have a rocky helmet.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Fang, wearing a stone-studded safety helmet, is prepared to defend Cindy if it is necessary. Unless you have any additional flavor, that will be it for your turn.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. It is now Regirock's turn. Regirock will unleash the kinetic energy that it has been charging in each of its forelimbs as it goes boom, 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 and it throws its arms down, one at Gimli, one at Cindy. Gimli, make a dexterity save, and Cindy, Fang is...
Is it Fang making the dex save then?
Yeah, I think so. I think Fang is going to leap up and try and intercept this giant stone arm. This creature is so massive that just with a little bit of bodily twisting, it can strike at both of you one after another with each of its arms, standing from 20 feet away.
I
shit.
Don't know if Cindy makes it out of this encounter. Just going to be real.
The fans already voted. I'm donezo.
Yeah, you're
cool. Don't worry, guys. We can protect Cindy. Protect the child.
I mean, it's kind of hard to protect someone that just walks out and goes Fang. Beep, boop, boop, beep. Yeah.
Fang got
the monster
eight.
Wants to kill me. Boop, beep, boop.
I got a 19.
19 and an 8. Okay. This is the type of save for this strike that if you save it, you save it. Gimli leaps out of the way as the boulders collide where he stood, rattling the whole chamber with a massive thud as the boulders are slowly moved back towards Regirock's body as it pulls its arm back. Shortly after striking it where Gimli was, a chain of boulders attached to Regirock's arm strikes down to Cindy. However, a brave, mighty Fang leaps in front of Cindy, attempting to intercept the blow, and does so pretty successfully. In doing so, Cindy gets pushed back into the hole, and Shelgon takes the brunt force of it, dealing 39 points of rock-type damage. Not too bad, as punch is thrown, more or less, with a boulder at Shelgon.
How much did you say, 39?
39, not too bad. It is at this moment, after Shelgon is collided with, that the strange piles of boulders among you, the inscriptions on them, the calligraphy, the strange geometric symbols that line their bodies, begin to light up. And then there's a subtle glow. And all of a sudden, the chamber is much brighter and easier to see because these piles of boulders that surround the chamber that you are in are all alit. And the boulders themselves begin to rumble. However, nothing becomes of them. This brings us back to Elodie.
Cool. All right. I may have bungled my first turn, but I've got a plan now.
Very good.
I'm going to take out Mr. Salt.
Okay.
And Mr. Salt is going to use Guard Split on Cindy. What is Cindy's AC?
11.
Oh, I've got to do math on this. Okay. Okay, rounded down. So her AC is now 14.
Wow. Do you have flavor, visual flavor for this in mind?
You
don't have to, but I'm asking.
That's a good question. I'd like to think that, like, Mr. Salt comes out and then he, like, kind of tosses some of his rocks at Cindy and they're kind of, like, floating around her to protect her.
Yeah, that's more or less what I was picturing as well. That's pretty sick. I like that tech a lot. Mm. I believe that Mr. Salt, the Carbink's AC, is compromised as a result, correct?
Yes. So basically both of their ACs became the average of their ACs rounded down.
And what was Mr. Salt's before?
18.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty cool tech. Cindy, you definitely feel like you're wearing armor in a way. These salt-like stones are kind of floating around you, and you feel somewhat of a protection in the hole here.
I'm indestructible.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, no, I should have done this. No, yeah. Emboldened her.
Emboldered her?
I emboldered her.
Okay.
Okay. So that was my, like, two actions, I guess, taking out Mr. Salt and having him do that.
Correct.
Can I give, as a bonus action, a Elodie's party time to Gimli?
Yes. Do you have any flavor for that?
I imagine, well, I guess he knows we're here now, so shouting to Gimli is an okay thing to do, of which I will shout, "Go, Rockman, go."
Very good. And what dice is an Elodie's party time?
1d8.
Okay, very good. You may mark that down, Gimli. Bringing us
that'll be my turn.
To Gimli's turn. Gimli, what are you doing?
Oh, well, he already swung, so I guess we can't just... Who should I use? Who does it call for? So I got to pull out somebody. We got to start scrapping. It's probably just Trevor. So, yeah, we're gonna bring out our good buddy Trevor, because apparently the fight has started. And I got to protect Cindy. So, because Cindy threw herself. Let's see. I guess we just open with a mountain's call.
Okay. Can you remind me what that does?
So, that is Trevor's taunt. So as a free action, he roars and compels all hostile creatures within 60 feet to make a DC 18 strength save. On failure, their next turn initiative, they may take no action that isn't moving towards user or attacking the user. Those compelled to attack the user will do so with a melee attack, or if the users do a melee attack, they suffer 11d4 typeless damage.
11d4?
Because I'm level 11.
That's crazy.
Yeah, user's level d4.
That's so cool. Max of 44 damage? That's crazy. Yeah, sure. So, sorry, they're making a save, or does it just happen?
DC 18 strength save.
Okay. I will tell you, there are three failures.
Oh. Oh, fuck. There are three. Are there three Reggie Rocks?
They made one big rock.
It's a Reggie Rock Voltron!
You definitely see that Reggie Rock is compelled, has fully pivoted towards Gimli at this point, and is bounding forwards slowly.
Okay. So he is fully invested in me, in which case, for my actual action, I'm going to use Iron Defense.
Okay, fantastic. And what does that do?
So for the turn, I have +6 to my AC, and I'm resistant to all damage. If it normally would be vulnerable, I take neutral damage.
So cool, Trevor. Great job tanking.
Tanking.
Yeah. Anything else for Gimli?
No, I believe that is it. That is all my action.
Okay, let's bring it to Schmidt.
Oh, I don't even fucking know anymore, man.
Yeah, your plan is ruined. While you are underground, you may notice just faintly that the hole that you dug through has more light filtering through it, especially because you've been in the dark for...
More light filtering through it?
Correct. You can tell that light has been introduced to this room.
Oh, okay. Got it. The outside has been lit up.
Yes.
Gotcha.
the other rocks go lurks?
No, I think, no, I think this is a multiple Reginald situation.
Yeah.
Oh, all the boys are here?
The gang's all here.
No, I think just a multiple Reginald Rock situation.
Ah.
So it's Who Framed Roger Rock.
So it's like, it's Reginald, Roger, Robert.
Yeah, it's a family reunion of sorts.
We were all having a great time, and then you guys' party crashed. They were just sitting in the door, deep open.
What do we think, gang? Do we think that they have a high constitution?
I would say so.
Okay.
Probably. I would
con's high. I would say strength is probably high. I would say their dex is super low.
High AC.
High AC, low int, low wisdom, no riz.
Massive. No, they have to have massive charisma.
I don't think so. They're three Regirocks in a trench coat. Like, they don't have riz. Two of them are literally hiding. They're literally standing on their shoulders in a trench coat.
And I put myself underground too. Is there any way, since I am behind this thing, I can kind of poke my head out and not be seen?
Yeah, absolutely. It would just require a stealth check.
Yeah, and it should be with advantage.
I think advantage would apply for multiple reasons, but one of those is being taunted.
I got a natural 20, so it doesn't matter.
Fantastic. You can slither out of the ground like a Dunsparce yourself and not draw any attention to yourself.
Just the visual of like slithering, dude.
Just the visual of Schmidt slithering through.
Yeah. You can emerge as much of your body as you'd like, and you can observe whatever you're trying to observe. It might require some sort of check.
You know how snake charmers, they like play a flute, and then like the snakes like kind of dance like up out of a basket.
Yeah,
that's how Schmidt like emerges out of the ground.
Yes, it is. That's very good.
Regirock's going beep beep boop, and Schmidt's like, say less, slithering up out of the hole.
I thought a little S at the end.
Okay. From my position now, shit, because I kind of want to investigate these runes
on the boulders.
Yeah, but I also kind of want to see if I see any form of rock plate now, like in my position behind it.
Okay,
so it's a 50-50.
Yeah, I'm not sure if
what do we do, gang?
Give you both of those.
You can flip a coin.
Oh, I can so flip a coin. Google has a coin flipper.
That's true.
All right, call it in the air, heads or tails.
For what?
Runes head, plate, tails.
All right, well, there you go. You called it already.
Okay. Well, it was tails. So okay. I guess I'm looking at this Regirock again, seeing if I see a plate.
Okay. Same as before, investigation or arcana. I think you will pick investigation.
Yes. 12.
Okay. From where you are and what you are able to see, you do not see anything that particularly resembles a plate. However, now that the room is lit, you can tell in the far northern corner, about 60 feet away from you, more like 50, there is a stone altar or shrine of some sort that does, in fact, have a perfectly rectangular indentation that is approximately the same size as what you are used to seeing as far as these plates.
So it was supposed to be there, but it is not.
You may have to get closer to discern any more information.
Okay. Yes, it's just movement that I have left?
Yeah, I think so. You were about 15 feet behind Regirock, and you're about 15 feet from the nearest pile of boulders.
I will try to position myself to get a bit closer to the indention, but also not to startle Mr. Reginald.
Okay, so you're kind of like taking a curved route to the north.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. I promise I will share a map. I promise. Okay, any other flavor for Schmidt?
Nope.
Okay, time for the allies. Why, with the lights in this room, not the lights, but with the piles of boulders illuminating more into the room, there's kind of an ambient glow where you can see pretty much the whole 70 by 70 space. You cannot see to the top of the ceiling. That is still far too high. With this, Jim Lee decides it is time to send out his Pokemon. It is a golem. Not the kind of golem that Regirock is, but the Pokemon golem. It's a tortoise-like Pokemon with a body made of stones, and it stands by Petal. It emerges from the hole, and it immediately tucks in its limbs and face and becomes itself a stone boulder as Jim Lee prepares some sort of strategy. Porter, with the lights lit, begins to scream a bit. He's going to go, ah! Because he sees everything that's happening and he can't handle it. We're going to see how potent his scream is by making a con check. It is an 11, so he sounds kind of like a little baby, and he's not going to distract Reggie Rock too much. Very good. Cindy, it's your turn.
Cool. How far away is Mr. Rock?
From you?
And Fang.
So Fang is just a tiny bit closer. But diagonally, like, what's the angle I'm looking for? Oh, I can use a clock. 10 p.m. or just 10. Doesn't have to be p.m. or a.m. 10 o'clock.
10 at night because it's dark in here.
Yeah, exactly. 10 o'clock from your position, about 25 feet.
Oh, that's exactly how far Fang can move in a turn.
Yeah, if you want Fang to make a melee attack, then you could totally...
Like Zen Headbutt, which does more damage because the Rocky Helmet.
Oh yeah, we did rule that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, go hard or go home, right?
That's what I always say.
We can't go home, we're stuck here. Okay. Yeah, let's give it a try. We'll have Fang run in for a Zen Headbutt.
Okay. Roll to hit.
Come on, Fang. That's a nat 20.
Ah, that's a critical hit. That's very good. That will, in fact,
Which also means on a natural 18 or higher, the target becomes prone. So Reginald Rock is prone?
Interesting. Yeah, let's roll damage, and then we'll discuss the consequences of this crit. Yeah, so you can start with the maximum roll of the dice and then roll the dice. You're dealing neutral damage here.
Okay. So 2d8 plus 3.
We'll leave the bonus off because we've been doing that, right? Do that for crits? Yeah. So just 16 and then add the whole
roll. 16 plus roll 2d8, which I got 12 on the 2d8.
Okay.
Plus 3. Plus 4 because of the Rocky Helmet.
32, I believe. Math nerds? Anyone? That's not even nerds. It's just doing math.
I've never done math in my life.
The number, dare you.
So 16.
I'm not a nerd.
Plus 3.
31. Plus 4. Oh, 35. Okay, yeah. A pretty good chunk of damage for that. For a little guy, he's feeling really motivated to help out Cindy here. Fang is here to save the day and charges into Reggie Rock's, we'll say, leg with incredible power. We will consume one of Reggie Rock's three legendary resistances to not be knocked prone, both for flavor and because Reggie Rock finds it valuable as an antagonist to not become prone in this moment. Overall, very good. I mean, knocking out a resistance is huge, so that's pretty solid. Anything else for Cindy?
From the hole, like, yeah, Fang, get it. That's it.
Fang loves it. Fang's like, and is feeling really powerful. So that's pretty great. You see that when Fang connects with the Zen Headbutt, all of the boulders around the room begin to glow a little bit more intensely, and they all rumble even greater. They're all kind of trembling as their own accord. Reggie Rock is still focused on Gimli and Trevor as a target. Good stuff. Oh, it's already their turn again? That's crazy. Okay, Reggie Rock will throw a swing at Trevor since Mountain's Call demands it as such. Who hits an attack here, not making a save. Does a 29 hit?
29 does hit.
Okay.
What?
This attack is a flavored expanded version of Hammer Arm. So it's going to deal neutral damage, is my understanding, correct?
That is correct. Yep.
Okay. That's going to be 44 points of fighting type damage, kind of not really. And when does Mountain's Call expire? Is it after the attack has happened? I might not have ever determined.
It does not specify.
Okay. I'm going to say after one attack.
Oh, no, it says on their next turn.
Okay, great. Okay. Reggie Rock will also, while after using this attack, will continue to lumber towards Trevor, about 10 or so feet away from Trevor, staring Trevor down, not pleased with this creature who threatens his rock supremacy.
Mm-hmm. He took 21 points of damage in reflection.
Oh, that is... Wait. Yeah.
Hold on. No, I didn't. That was 9 dice. So I need 11. 27.
That's so cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. As Reggie Rock strikes with this modified version of Hammer Arm, Reggie Rock themselves also feels a degree of damage to their carapace, their stony body, as Gigalith's sharp and hard spikes retaliate the damage. Very impressive stuff. Okay, back to the top. No, just kidding. there's still some shenanigans happening on the baddies' turn, in quotes. More of a neutral party, but they are hostile, that's for sure. All of these rumbling, trembling boulders that have been shaking and having a great time snap themselves together in seemingly a magnetic way. Just all over the room, just the sounds of boulders smashing into each other as they begin to take form. Around you, you see all of these like stylized insignia rocks form into serpentine bodies. And surrounding the arena, all of a sudden, are three massive onyx-like creatures whose stones are riddled with runes and sigils. I have finally shared a map. Your hole is there. That's where Regirock started. Regirock is currently more towards the west. You can see in this light that there's an opening to the far west that seems to be a tunnel of some sort, that where the thudding was coming from before. So now, and kind of making a circle around this arena, are three gargantuan onyx that seem to be empowered by some sort of arcana. Bringing us back to the top of the order is Elodie.
Cool. This is awesome. So I have something I want to do. I don't want to metagame this too hard, but would it be reasonable to assume that most humans that are not stocky, burly miner men have a similar AC?
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
That's fair, yeah.
Okay. I am going to have Mr. Salt now guard Split Schmidt.
Okay, very good. That is
Schmidt's AC?
Operating off of Mr. Salt's current AC, by the way.
Yes, okay. I know.
Okay, very good.
What is Schmidt's AC?
Schmidt is 11.
Okay, cool. You are now have 12, and so does Mr. Salt.
Schmidt, I feel like yours should be higher than 11.
That's what I have on my sheet.
How long has it been 11? Yeah. What I will allow is that Schmidt can choose between either of his AC, either what he currently has or what he should have, to make the average to see whichever is higher, which I'm sure would be higher. So what is your dex score, Schmidt?
16.
And what's that bonus?
Plus 3.
So I think you should have, if I'm doing this right, 13? Yeah, 13
yeah,
dex.
Yeah, you're supposed to add your dex, ace, your dex to 10. Bonus must go to your AC. Yeah.
I also needed to increase mine.
Yeah. I feel like when you guys take damage, it's usually area of effect things because you aren't usually targeted. It's only situations like this. So it makes sense that doesn't come up. But yes, everyone make your dex.
Yeah, most of the time when we've taken damage, it's been like, make a dex saving throw.
Exactly.
From AOE damage.
Yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't come up. So
Cindy's a child.
Yeah.
My dex is plus 1, right? So 11 tracks.
Yeah, that does track.
11 is correct.
It's just 10 plus your dex. So that being said, that increases his AC by 1 probably, right?
By 2.
Oh, by 2? Oh, sorry, yeah, no, the guard.
That was 11.
The guard 13. Split, I mean.
Well, so, the guard splitting the 13 instead of the 11, the so it's going down by
would
1.
Be, so, yeah, it would go, okay. So mine is at 14. So yours would go, so yours would not change at all. Mine would go down.
I will let you give Mr. Salt an action that is not guard split.
Don't take the deal. Don't take the deal.
Not for anything. It's not going to be a deal. It's just you can just do that for free.
Yeah, it's not a deal. Yeah, it's just.
Okay.
No deal, Howie.
As in the guard split didn't happen? Or
you can just do something
what
else.
What is the deal?
Yeah. The deal is I won't. Upon learning this knowledge, we still, like, even without knowing the armor classes, we targeted Schmidt, right? So. I will allow Mr. Salt to just do something differently with my DM powers as long as it's not guard swap on a different target or guard split on a different target. Or you can take the deal and you can guard split Gimli and then Regirock gets a thing.
No.
That's okay.
Okay. But it has to be Mr. Salt doing something. That's the rule.
Okay, but the guard split did still go down on Schmidt. So his AC is still going to go down by 1 even if Schmidt's doesn't change.
I was going
to
let you
saying you don't have to do that.
Yeah. You don't have to nerf Schmidt.
But what if I want to?
Then yeah, then that will be your action.
Schmidt's fine.
If you want to nerf Schmidt.
No, that's what I want.
You're not even nerfing Schmidt. You're just nerfing Mr. Salt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my plan.
It's all part of the plan.
You'll see. You'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. Part of my plan.
I think I know the plan.
We can follow through with it. Very good. Mr. Salt sends
I understand what's happening, yeah. Okay.
Sends a beam of energy followed by floating rocks that don't really cover Schmidt's body at all. They kind of latch onto him and then just fall to the ground, seemingly doing nothing, and then part of Carbink's carapace kind of, the salt like dribbles off a little bit, and he seems notably weaker. Anything else for Elodie? One more thing, probably?
Yeah, good question. I kind of do want to inspect these runes on the onyxes and see if I can find, like, the source of whatever is making them. Because you made it sound like, you know, there's some sort of arcane power controlling them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to maybe try and find the source of that by investigating these runes.
Okay, sure, yeah. These snakes have kind of started to upright themselves, and they're all kind of roaring. They're like, brah! And they're all glowing, and the symbols on them are alight. And you can just go up to the one that is, either one that is right next to you. You're near a tail, and you're near a head. So you can kind of go either way you want to investigate, I suppose.
I suppose I'll go near a tail.
Okay, so you'll go a little bit to the left, kind of towards where Gimli is. And you will get close to the onyx and look at its body. Give me an investigation or arcana.
26.
That's
no,
very...
No, sorry. Okay. Is that right? Yes, that's right. 26.
That is very, very high. Elodie, you have the suspicion that, being familiar with onyx, I believe there are onyx in Kalos, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because Megasteelix is there, right? Or is that an Oras? Anyways, doesn't matter. Elodie has seen enough onyx to kind of like know their general vibe. What's peculiar about this onyx is that its body seems to really be comprised of random boulders. Like, it doesn't seem like... It looks like these onyx have been constructed rather than naturally formed. And the powers that like construct them or hold them together give you similar energy, similar vibes, similar distinctions as the other magic that you've been near since joining the Quacko Paco and starting this adventure. And with that high roll, that you get the suspicion that Regirock is somehow responsible and or controlling these onyx.
Gotcha. Okay. I assume if that is my action, then that will be my turn.
That is correct. We're back at Gimli. Hello, Gimli.
Hi.
Regirock struck at Trevor and is currently kind of in front of you. What is next? What are you doing?
Okay, so we're going to look to continue to distract him. We obviously can't do Mountain's Call anymore, but I can start to hit him with stuff. Is anyone near me and Regirock in particular, like within vicinity? Like, say, maybe like 20 feet. I think everyone's close enough, right?
So Elodie's pretty near you. Schmidt's on the other side of Regirock. Cindy's pretty far. And Gimli and Porter are still in the hole.
Where's Fang at?
Fang is right. Sorry, Fang is pretty near you. Fang is right at Regirock's foot after striking him in the thigh.
Okay, that's good to know, because EQ is so not... Okay, we'll rock slide Regirock, since it's for neutral damage and potentially could knock him prone to shred some more of that lovely legendary protection.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's a DC 18 strength check for rock
slide. I believe that's a fail. They get a 4.
Okay, so you just take the full damage. No prone or anything like that. 33 damage.
Not bad. 33 points of rock damage. For the record, as Trevor slings these rocks from his body and smash them into Regirock, they do clearly impact and dent and chip away at the rocks that make up Regirock's body, but Regirock's face, in quotes, the 8 shape of dots that are its face, give no indication that's received any type of damage.
So stoic. I think that is it for me.
Okay, very good.
Don't really have much else to do. Yeah, so I'm going to keep hammering away.
Do you want to make a check or something? Because I think you're due an additional action.
Where's my location? Can I, like, observe if there's, like, a weak spot of these onyx formation?
Sure, yeah. So where you currently are, if you want to look at the map, you are more or less at the left onyx's head. You're at the west chamber of the corner. They have lifted their head after forming, so they're, like, kind of like a snake that's, like, rising their body up, if that makes sense.
So I'm at that, like, on the left side, that, like, connection between that little nub and, like, the onyx head.
Sure, yeah, they aren't actually connected. I was just illustrating that they're making a circle, but yes.
Right.
That is, you're near one's tail and one's head, pretty close.
This is, like, holding the arena together, so if there's, like, a weak point that we can break this chain, might be pretty good.
Do you want to make a check of some sort, or are you just hanging
out? Yeah, I'm looking for that, like, if there's, like, a weak point in the wall, or if there's, like, a reason to break the wall in general.
Oh, sure. Okay, so, like, not the onyx themselves, but the wall of the chamber?
No, like, the actual, like, onyx connection.
Oh,
that
okay.
Got going on. Looks
got it.
Like, wrapping around it.
Got it. Yeah, it's how I illustrated them, but they're not actually connected, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, the stones for the individual onyx are, but the three onyxes themselves aren't connected.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay. They're making a perimeter, but like their heads are all elevated at this
point. Yeah, there's no check. You said they're all glowing, like they're all symboled. They're like basically like Regirock onyxes.
Yeah, kind of. They don't have braille symbols on them. They're more kind of geometric and like line patterned. You could, if you want to investigate more on that, you could make a check, but they have symbols on them that are not Regirock-esque, but they do seem to have some sort of ancient kind of scribe on them.
Yeah, let me see if I know anything about that. I'll just roll for, I guess, Arcana or something.
You could do Arcana, or Religion, or Investigation.
Are they all int-based? All,
I think they are, yeah.
I only got an 11 for those.
Okay. Yeah. You've been seeing symbology similar to this all over Hoenn, and especially in like the older places you go. What comes to mind immediately is where you rendezvoused with your son in Granite Cave, particularly in the Muir room. You feel like you saw, font is the wrong word, but a similar style of writing and or symbols in Granite Cave. So something to do with ancient Hoenn peoples.
Okay.
Okay. Any other flavor?
No, I think that's it for me here.
Okay. Schmidt, you've emerged from the ground. You are behind Regirock and by two onyxes, which are stirring as they are being held together by a magnetic arcane power. What do you do?
I really want to try to investigate and find this fucking plate.
Okay. You're just looking anywhere for it, or do you have a specific spot in mind?
You said there was that little spot with the indention in it.
Yeah, at the northern wall, there seems to be like a built-in spire or like small column or a gathering of stones that creates kind of an altar or something, and you can see a hole that is plate shaped.
Hole. Okay. I think I want to investigate Mr. Reginald's body.
Okay.
Instead. Yeah.
Sure. Just all over. Just whatever you can see. Okay.
Yep.
He's very tall, very large, but you can still get a good look because of how bright it's become with these onyxes becoming turned on, powered up. Turned on's the wrong word for sure. Oh, God. Activated. That's the word I was looking for. Activated. Yeah. Roll one of those things, being Arcana or Investigation. I think you're going to pick Investigation every time. It's not a super high check, but it's a high check.
Dirty 25.
That
it was a natural 19, if that matters. Yeah.
That is very good. Good check. That is what I was looking for. You can see that on the top of this behemoth Regirock that the stones that make up its body are different, have different properties to them. They're all some degree of sandstone, but they have different colors. They seem like maybe they are differently aged. Like it looks like a construction. It looks like an automaton or like a golem that was made. So it looks a little hobbled together. Up at its shoulders, so to speak, it has these large rocky bouldery shoulders at the top of its vaguely humanoid body. You see about 35, 40 feet in the air, what looks like a dusty, just bare outline of a plate-shaped object embedded in its left shoulder.
Target acquired. Okay, I would like to make a Pokemon swap.
Okay, what are you swapping?
I would like to swap Walter for Gabriel.
And Gabriel is?
The Kecleon.
That is true. Okay, you do that. You pull out both Pokeballs and you return Walter and you pull out Gabriel the Kecleon. Gabriel hits the field and looks like ready to go. He's like kind of doing that chameleon thing where his eyes are observing everything. And then he turns to Schmidt for instruction. If you have a bonus action available, you can give it to him. If he can do any bonus action.
Do I have a bonus action available? I don't think he has.
Is he still wearing...
The turn.
Was he wearing a bell? No, he took the bell off.
I'm going to say, yeah, he took the bell off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do not have any bonus actions.
Okay. Does Schmidt have any bonus actions?
Does Schmidt have any bonus actions?
I think the answer is yes, because at your last level up, I gave everyone a bonus action.
Oh, fuck, did I write it down?
You better have. I mean, you've used it before.
I've used the evasive stance. Yeah, I have to call. Let me reread how this works. Schmidt's Pokemon may use their bonus actions to impose disadvantage to be targeted. I think Quacko himself is just going to evasive stance.
Okay, just Quacko.
Yep.
And Quacko is evading whom?
Mr. Reginald.
Very good. Thank you, Schmidt. It's the goodies' turns. Gimli is going to instruct Golem with a move that perhaps only Cindy can hear because they're kind of near each other. And Golem will simply, just being a solid sphere of boulder, will just launch itself at Regirock, just like through the air, just directly into the side of Regirock, rolling to hit, not high enough, ricochets off and kind of rolls on the ground, sadly, near Shelgon. Very unfortunate. Porter is going to emerge from the hole and is going to start like frantically clawing at the wall where their entrance was, trying to escape. It is Cindy's turn.
Hell yeah. I'm in the hole.
You are in the hole. I think you're the only one still. No, Elodie. No, Elodie left. Yeah, you're in the hole. They're the only one.
Fang is up in Regirock's shit.
That is correct.
True.
You know it'd be sick.
No.
Another Zen headbutt.
Okay.
All right.
What?
Acceptable. 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 Yeah, yeah.
What did you think I was going to do?
I don't know.
Literally anything. Very, like, it's just
it
not.
It had a very, like, hold my beer energy to it whenever you said, you know, what would be sick.
Generally, it's hard to tell what you're going to do next at any moment.
Okay. Yeah. Roll to hit Zen headbutt.
Dirty 21.
Dirty 21 does break the armor class of Regirock. Very good.
It's not a crit or a knocky over or anything like that.
No, but it's damage. Roll me that psychic type damage, please.
23 damage.
Very good. 23 points of psychic type damage, just gradually whittling away. Fane saw his beloved trainer attempt to get smacked, and Fane is feeling determined and is growling nonstop while just constantly plunging its... I would say its head, but really its body is a sphere with legs, so it's really just ramming its body into Regirock, and it's not doing damage. It's pretty impressive. Fane's determination is quite noted. What next for Cindy?
Some backup. I'm gonna send out Cookie.
Okay.
In the hole.
Cookie in the hole.
And just hold... But that way Cookie's out and ready to attack next turn if needed.
Great. Yeah, that would consume your action. If you have a bonus action, you can use it. But we are confirmed sending out Cookie, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I have it? I don't think it's...
Great. Nah, okay. Cindy sends out Cookie, the Hoenian Gudra, a powerful draconic slug monster made of magma. And it settles nicely into the hole. It feels kind of like you got like a little turret in a fortress, so to speak. There's definitely cover in this 5-foot hole, and Cookie is awaiting your next order on your next turn. Very good. Here they go. Full action from the hostiles. The two Onyx closest to Trevor are compelled to attack Trevor because they have not gotten to do so yet. They are going to try to do so. Let me see what moves they're using. Yeah, so one of them is going to, the northern one, is going to swing its 60 or 70 foot long body and begin to wrap around Trevor. Does not take that much snake to do so, but trying to constrict Trevor in a bind. So rolling to hit. Does a 28 hit?
It does.
Okay. Trevor must make a DC 18 strength save against this bind.
Okay. I think what's crazy is that's the one character that I possibly could not have hit.
I got a 23.
Trevor is afflicted by bind, but is not bound, which is always a good thing, but will, in fact, take some damage. Not a lot of damage because it is, in fact, resisted, but a good old 10 points of damage as a giant rock snake begins to wrap Trevor up. The lower onyx, the one to the southern corner of the room, bangs its head into the floor and opens its maw as an arcane energy expels from it, firing off a dragon breath, which will include Trevor and Fane and Regirock and Gimli. All of the above must make a DC 18 dex save, please.
Trevor, I think, got a, yeah, I don't know, 11.
Okay, and Fane?
What is it?
And Gimli. DC 18 dex.
Got an 18 on Gimli.
Very good.
Four.
Four on Fane. That's gonna hurt.
Can I reflect it with Mr. Salt?
Please read me reflect.
When yourself or an ally that the user can see are subject to a melee attack, you may use your reaction to have the damage taken now and on any melee attack until Karbuk's next turn.
Unfortunately, this is not a melee attack.
Yeah, Dragon Breath is not melee.
My bad. I wasn't paying attention. Can I use light screen?
is light screen the same thing?
Yes, but for ranged attacks.
Yes, you may do that.
My bad.
Might be. So
who are you choosing to react light screen for?
Fang.
Okay. So Fang gets a what? 50% reduction?
The damage is halved.
Okay. That's pretty significant.
Half damage.
So Fang and Trevor, because of the light screen, will each take 25 points of dragon damage. Super effective on Fang, but Mr. Salt just like summons a wall of light to protect Fang, seeing this laser beam coming. Gimli will take 12 points of just kind of a stinging, like, ow, 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 kind of arcane fire coming from this monster. And I believe also, what was Trevor's roll again?
12.
He is just barely paralyzed. Remind yourself on paralysis, I believe it's in. As Trevor winces as this blast from the onyx's mouth hits Trevor's body in such a way where it sneaks in like through the crevices of where its joints meet the boulders, and it just strikes its body, and Trevor is feeling hard, like it's going to have a hard time moving its body. Not to mention, it was just attempting to be wrapped up by an onyx. Regirock also takes a small amount of damage as it was. I believe that's it for them. Back to the top of initiative.
I think it's time to execute my plan.
Okay.
Which is to now use guard split on Reginald Rock.
Okay. I don't really see a way around this. There's no save involved, right? It just happens, right?
Actually, there is a save.
Let's hear it.
It's a charisma. So the charisma save.
Allies,
but they're welcome
to
intentionally fail.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Regirock is not going to intentionally fail. It's a charisma.
He's like, I don't care.
It's a charisma save?
Yeah,
said?
Charisma.
Okay.
Yes.
He rolled a 15.
Ah, nuts.
Ah.
Yeah, he passed.
Damn. It's a really good idea.
Okay.
How much PP do you have?
We'll get him next time. Yeah, I've got two left, so.
Okay, very good.
Clever girl.
Yeah, Regirock turns and says, clever girl, boop, boop, boop. No, he doesn't say that. great idea. I love that, but I'm sorry it didn't work. What is else happening for Elodie?
Oh, what is else happening for Elodie? Good question. Let's go for a bubble beam from Bubblegum onto Mr. Reginald Rock.
Delightful. Is that a roll to hit or a save?
That is a roll to hit.
Okay. Unfortunate not to have the armor class drop.
15.
But 15 does not break Regirock's armor class. I'm so sorry. Not Elodie's best moment. Anything else for Elodie? Any
sorry,
bonus
everyone.
Actions? Any flavor?
Do-do-do-do-do. I can do another little party time.
Sure.
I can
also move. Also,
I can do that. My worry is that I moved to be near an onyx, and if I move away from it, it might try to attack me.
That is possible.
Unless they're kind of like locked in.
No, they've just released their lock by attacking.
Right. I think I'm good where I'm at.
Okay.
And I will a ladies party time schmiet.
Okay. A D8 then?
Yes, a D8 you may use as you so choose.
Any flavor for that?
That's a good question.
Schmiet
is like
lock
behind.
Eyes and hit the gritty.
Oh, not, yeah. Not we're totally grittying.
Oh, God.
Well, widowing.
That's sick.
I'm canonizing that.
I'm trying to think of a of a Pokemon word that could fit for gritty. Grouting? Groudon? Groudon-y? I don't know.
Groudoning.
Whatever that looks like. I don't know. I love it. That's great. Schmidt, please enjoy that D8. You can use on anything. Gimli still has one, too. Speaking of Gimli, it's Gimli's turn. Hello, Gimli.
Hi. All right.
Your boy is feeling a little zapped. You took a hit of that, too, and it felt pretty funky. You're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place and a rock and a rock, so what will you do?
So my action, I'm going to full heal Trevor.
Okay. Consuming a consumable full heal, spraying a mysterious yellow potion onto Trevor's body, and he's relieved from the paralysis. What is next?
We are so back. Can I make a jail around the kaiju?
The kaiju in jail.
Jail the kaiju. So how tall is it? You said it was roughly three times the size, right?
Yeah, I might be bad at math. It's supposed to be about 40 feet.
That is not three times the size.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is about eight times the size.
Yeah. I apologize. Yes.
Oh, shit.
It is very, very, very tall. And the roof of this chamber is even further. You still can't quite see the top of it.
Yeah. You said three times the size. And I was like, 15. I could take on a 15-foot guy.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You cannot.
We can
tried and failed.
You know, we can flavor that like his head ends at around 35 feet, but the object that Schmidt identified is 40 feet on the top of the shoulder, which is like the highest point of the body.
That's why he's so big.
Yeah, it's the thing wedged inside him. Yeah.
Oh, is he currently the aspect of the rock plate?
I don't think so. I think it's more of a pumpkin situation.
Well, pumpkin was the aspect. It was just as
it wasn't actually
fully accept it. It like temporarily took on that role, but didn't agree to the terms and conditions of being the aspect.
Yeah, I do agree that it's a similar pumpkin condition.
What if I show Reggie the Atlas Stone and it just is like, oh, you know what you're doing, and gives it to us?
I promise you, that's not going to happen.
Everybody's so creative.
Everybody's so creative. Oof. I guess, honestly, I'll throw more rocks at him with trying to hit the hunchback that's going on up top over there.
Okay, so you're kind of specifically identifying the target that Schmidt identified?
Yeah, I'm trying to bonk him on the head, you know, with those rocks.
Okay, sure. It's a save, right?
It's 18, yeah. Strength save.
12, no, not 12, a 22. I didn't see that number on there. 22.
Okay, so you still take half. 12 damage.
12 points of rock type damage. Again, it is clear, it is evident that these rocks being thrown are dealing some sort of damage, but Regirock does not display any indication of pain. Gimli has another action.
I only have bonus action and movement, I guess, technically. I am. Do you want people to get away from me if possible? I would like to earthquake him, and I can't because everyone's on top of him. Just as a frame of reference.
Might be. I'll get out of your way, dog.
Yeah. It's like, clear the area, please. Let them box onto me. It's fine. Okay. But, yeah, otherwise that's all I got, so I'm good.
Okay. It's Schmidt up next.
Okay.
Target identified.
I'm gonna try some bullshit.
Let's see it.
I want to skill swap the Regirock.
Whoa! Whoa. Okay. Gabriel. that's crazy.
So, we had a wisdom saving throw first off.
Okay.
15. Can I add Elodie's party time to that, or it's just on rolls?
You
I
can
make?
Add it on anything you want.
Okay. I want to add it to the DC of that saving throw.
More accurately, you're like taking it away from him, but it's the same either way. So, what's the save?
Yeah. The save is 15. So, I take an D8.
Okay.
I got an 8.
That is
important. I don't know what it's for, but yeah.
Because the full 8. He rolled a 19, but I think with your 8, you can modify that DC. So yeah, we'll say it succeeded.
Nice.
That's crazy.
So
skill swap specifically says that I get to choose which ability to switch for the duration.
That is true.
I'm assuming he has more than one ability, because this is a legendary thing.
Yes. Kind of. One of the abilities is innate to the target that you identified, if that makes sense. And it would not be captured under normal means unless perhaps Gabriel was also the wielder of an artifact of such power, if that makes sense.
Fair.
You're still going to get a cool effect, I promise. But the only ability you can swap is Clear Body.
Okay. I don't know if I have Clear Body. Do you have a description for that?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Your stats just can't be lowered.
Okay.
I did not mean that pun. That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Pretty clear.
Yeah,
but more importantly, Regirock has color change now.
That is true. That is very, very cool.
He's gonna fucking disappear. We won't be able to find him.
could you read the flavor text of color change for the game?
Where in the world is Regirock?
When hit by a damaging attack, Gabriel's type, Gabriel in quotation, changes to that of that type, gaining all defensive properties and a 50% damage bonus to moves of that type.
Pretty cool. That'll be fun for me to track. I'm inspiring. I'm gonna give you another D8, actually. That's
hell yeah.
Such a cool thing to do for a boss. I love it. You have another action.
I do. I also have a Quacko.
You do? Let's see it.
Yeah, what if I just hit one of these leaf blades, you know?
Sure. Roll to hit leaf blade.
Flat 20.
Okay, so that 30,
20, I should say, yeah.
What was the natural roll?
10.
So that will not crit?
No.
You may roll super effective grass type damage.
Alrighty. Remind me, super effective, just doubling the dice?
Correct.
Okay. 36 points of grass type damage.
That's excellent. Very good.
And now, Regirock is also grass type.
That is correct. So, Gabriel sends out like a little funny psychic beam, and he does a little hoppy kind of dance as he does it. It's like, and then there's like a pink laser that bounces back and forth from Gabriel and from Regirock. Regirock doesn't care about this whatsoever. Immediately following, Quacko rushes forward, draws a sword, and slashes at Regirock's backside. As it does, Regirock for the first time displays a sense of pain or damage as the top of its back like recoils a bit as he leans backwards from the surprise pain he was not expecting at his back. You should have rolled with initiative, or advantage, actually. Could you just roll d20 one more time?
Well, it was a back hit, so it would have been an automatic crit?
Yeah, actually. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just crit it. Just what is the base damage on top of that, basically? The max roll for super effective.
Max roll, 35.
Yeah.
So
an additional 35.
Yeah.
Quacko getting a positional advantage there, just slashes into Regirock's back, dealing clear significant damage, and it Additionally, the colors on Regirock's body begin to change to a vibrant emerald green, except for the top of his left shoulder. Very cool turn from Schmidt. Any bonus actions?
I could be evasive stancing. I think I am still going to evasive stance Quacko.
Okay. On Regirock?
On Reginald, yeah.
Okay, very
good. I think we probably pissed him off this turn.
Very good. Quacko's ready to dodge. That brings us to our allies. Porter continues to scratch at the wall because it's only really been 6 seconds, technically. Jimly will step up and move kind of a little bit towards Regirock, more about like 20 or so feet away, and instruct Golem to use another attack. Golem throws his whole body into Regirock, rolling to hit. This time it hits, dealing a small amount of rock type damage. Thank you, Jimly and Golem. Up next, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
It's a grass type now.
It is a grass type right now, yeah.
Who is close to Regirock?
What is your radius, I have to ask?
Of what?
Of whatever move you're trying to use. Because I'm thinking, like, if you're attacking from above, potentially, Regirock is so massive, it may not even hit any allies.
So, Magma Storm, I can place it somewhere 80 feet from me.
Yeah.
And it affects an area of 20, like a 20-foot circle.
I am going to posit that Regirock is, like, bulk is about 20 feet wide. That isn't to suggest that, like, little rocks and magma boulders won't fall from his head, but if you target it directly on Regirock and he doesn't move, it will remain on Regirock.
Oh, cool.
And
okay.
Not hit any allies, unless allies go up there or Regirock moves.
I can also choose to protect allies, but it doesn't seem like that is currently...
That is not a current requirement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show me the Magma Storm.
It is a DC 18 con save.
Regirock gets a 23.
Of course. They still take half damage.
And it's super effective, so you're basically rolling normal damage.
And for every turn they're still in the magma storm, which they might move, they take it 16 damage.
That's pretty great.
Just roll the full amount? It's 4d12 plus 9 plus 4 for my charcoal.
Yeah, roll the full amount as if it's not super effective, basically.
Okay. 43.
Fantastic.
Magma storm damage.
That's a very good cookie. Cookie lets out like a draconic roar of some sort, like a pah, and giant magma boulders from above Regirock descend onto the upper part of its body and splash, and they kind of ignite the rocks in a very unusual way. For a moment, it seems that this attack was particularly effective. However, after it lands and Regirock takes significant damage, the stones in Regirock's body begin to change to a crimson-red color, and the left shoulder is still the same dusty brown that it was before. What's next for Cindy?
Oh, is it fire type now?
Correct.
Yep.
That makes it weaker against me, though.
Yeah. It's kind of a chain that we can kind of just keep going for a while.
Yeah. Changes the rock, changes the grass, changes the fire, changes the rock, changes the...
Elodie could throw in a water, too, if they got a water type.
Yep.
I'll stick with fire, though, because it's still neutral damage, right?
Yeah. No, okay. It'll be resisted, but it will keep it a fire type.
Okay.
It's still good for damage, yeah, and keeping it a fire type for Gimli.
Yep. Okay. I will have Fang, which is fairly close. Still use flamethrower, which is a DC 15 dex save.
Okay. Fane has been melee attacking. Regirock is so big it doesn't matter. Technically, when you use a range attack in melee range, the target gets advantage to save, but because Regirock is so massive, I'm not going to apply that. Remind me to save dex.
A 15, DC 15 dex save.
Got a natural.
Okay. So it just says fail by five or more is burned.
And it wouldn't be burned anyways because it's a fire type. So
yes,
just taking the whatever the minimum amount of fire damage from this attack.
So is it halved then?
It might be quartered because it's resisted and it passed the save.
Okay. 24.
That's actually pretty good. Wait, that's your total,
so
right?
So halved.
And
yeah.
Then halved, so 6.
Yeah.
Right. That sounds right to me. 6 points of fire damage as Fane unleashes a gout of flame from its maw, and it connects with Regirock's body, and it does seemingly nothing. However, Regirock's stones remain a crimson, scarlet, red color. Thank you, Cindy. Anything else for your turn?
I think that's it.
Okay. Last but not least in initiative, it is the hostile mobs. Regirock will, feeling pain for the first time significantly from Quacko's critical hit, will slam its boulders down from its arms on either side of it and conduct a spin, a twirling rampage, striking everything within 20 feet of it. I'm going to request a dex save from Quacko, Gabriel, Schmidt, Elodie, Trevor, Gimli, and Fang.
It's my evasive stance for Quacko.
Yes,
do anything with that?
That does apply. Okay. This is a DC 15 dex
save. So I get advantage, basically, because evasive stance imposes disadvantage.
Correct. Yeah, you'll get advantage. Okay. Oh, is Mr. Salt... I don't know where Bubblegum is. Be honest, Elodie. Where's Bubblegum?
Well, I was thinking Mr. Salt was still in the hole.
Oh,
and
that's fine.
Bubblegum... I suppose Bubblegum would be close to me.
Okay. We'll
is
include,
it Dex?
Yes, DC 15 Dex. We'll include Bubblegum. We'll exclude Mr. Salt. I also need to roll for Golem and for Gimli. As Regirock swings his meaty boulders around. You got a... Who got a 3?
Fang.
Fang. Ouch. Okay.
You said it was Schmidt and Quacko?
Schmidt and Quacko and Gabriel. All DC 15 Dex.
Is Fang Gimli looking like really bad?
Cindy?
Fang has 31 health left currently.
Okay.
So, depending
is
on what
is anybody else
this...
looking like really bad?
No.
We have a cycle. So, if Fang goes... down.
Okay, that's fine. I was just wondering if I should reflect or light screen, rather. We're fine.
Gimli got a 10, Trevor.
Very good. Critting on saves means taking nothing, which is fantastic. Okay.
I have both failed.
Okay. A pretty devastating attack coming from this legendary Pokemon. I'm going to tell you what the received damage numbers are. So, not including weaknesses or resistances, each failed Pokemon takes 64 points of rock type damage. Each failed human takes 32 points of rock type damage. Each passed Pokemon takes 32 points, not including weaknesses or resistances, as Regirock swings its massive boulders around and just fling everyone all over the place. If you failed, I need you to roll a d12. If you failed by 5 or more, I need every person in Pokemon to roll a d12 after you take care of damage.
What's the damage?
Pokemon who failed take 64. Pokemon who passed take 32. Humans who failed take 32. Pokemon who passed humans who passed take 16.
So Fang is down.
Okay.
Do I still have to roll a d12?
Yes. Well, Cindy, no. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say you can recall as a bonus action. Does anyone else have any more questions on this? This is before typing, so Quacko would just take double this damage.
We had full healed, right?
Yes. Well, not okay. Cindy didn't full heal, but I don't think anyone else has taken any damage recently.
Damage. We're good. So full would be 65, you said? 64?
64, but that's not super effective.
But that's double for Quacko.
Quacko passed. Quacko passed.
Okay, very good. Very good. So it's Quacko would take 64 then.
Okay.
Okay. Huge hit.
Yeah. I will say that that advantage on it did matter.
Yeah, it totally did. Anyways, okay. So now I need D12 rolls for every person and Pokemon who failed.
Schmidt did.
By more than five?
By more than five, sorry. More than five. More than five.
Okay.
What was the DC again?
15. So if you got a 10 or lower.
Okay.
Okay. So five or more, not more than five.
That's correct. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. No, sorry. Just making sure.
Yes.
I got a 10 on the 12 roll.
I got a 7.
Is it just a flat D20? Is it a...
It's a D12.
It's a D12.
Oh, it's a D12. Okay, never mind then. I got a 4.
Okay. Does everyone have the map in front of them? Your D12 roll is where you landed as a clock.
Where you landed on a clock? Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So if you interpret these onyx kind of, you have been thrown. I'm not going to make you take fall damage, but you have been relocated to a different part of the battlefield.
Oh, that's crazy.
I think I'm in the same spot.
Yeah, I think you just went straight up and landed on your butt.
4 o'clock now? That's crazy.
And the onyx haven't even gone yet.
That's so funny. I landed in the same spot.
Yeah.
Me too. Let's go.
Keep in mind your locations. You may have been separated from your Pokemon as Regirock swung its boulders around. It lets out like a trembling, like, brr, 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 kind of sound, and the whole chamber rattles as it seems like it has now become enraged. Before, it was kind of just chilling. Now, Regirock is feeling like it has a right to defense. There are 3 Onix. They're all going to do some different things. Onix number 1, which I will say is around the 3 to 6 position on a clock, is going to throw some rocks. It's going to throw some rocks in the hole, actually. It's going to target Cindy and Cookie. Rock slide requires a DC 18 deck save. Strength.
He's going to die today.
Strength save.
Can I light screen Cindy?
You can.
Strength save?
Yes, you can light. It would be light screen here. It feels like reflect, but I think in D&D world it's light screen. Yes, you can do that. That is your reaction for this round.
That's fine.
Okay.
Cookie has +5. What's 12 plus 5?
17. That is still a fail, unfortunately.
So that's Cookie. Cindy has -1 strength. So my 15 becomes a 14.
Okay, so you both fail. And it's super effective on Cookie. So, kind of a low roll. Okay, Cookie takes 40. And Cindy takes 20. So,
is that with halved from light screen?
It is not. Cindy takes 10. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, Mr. Salt. Oh, Mr. Salt's in the hole. Mr. Salt has to save. I'm sorry. I forgot he was in there.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah. I thought you were just targeting those two.
No.
Yeah, I can do that. This is a strength save?
Yeah, strength save. DC 18.
Okay, he failed, but he's a rock type, so he resists.
Not correct. Nope. Rock sliding Aerodactyl is super effective.
No?
That's how I remember.
Yeah. No, rock is not resistant to rock. Yeah.
You're thinking of ground.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So that's 40?
It's 20 because it's neutral damage. It's super effective on Cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Cindy takes 5, actually. No, she failed.
I was going to say, I was like...
She failed.
She failed. So she takes 20. And then 10. Yeah. She takes 10.
And then 10.
Yeah. She takes 10. Cookie takes 40, Cindy takes 10. Mr. Salt takes...
But Cookie also failed?
Right.
Oh. That's why I'm confused.
Why are you confused about that? Cookie failed.
Because humans take... Don't take humans half. Take like half
but
of
Cindy
what
failed.
Pokemon do?
Yeah, Cindy failed and took 20. Cookie failed and took 40.
Wait. They both failed, yeah.
Because it's super effective.
Oh, yeah.
But it's super effective. So it's either going more to Cookie or less to Cindy.
It's less to Cindy.
Okay.
Cindy takes 5.
So 5.
Okay.
We're so good at math, guys.
We can do math.
Cindy is so protected right now.
Yeah, seriously.
What's 28 minus 5?
This child alive.
This is like the harness that you put on a toddler so they don't.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all.
Five is smaller than 8. I was like, I'm having a whole time.
It's getting late. It's good. You guys are good.
I'm really bad at math.
And what was Cookie's role again?
It was not 5 or more.
Okay. That's all I was checking.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, y'all get some rocks chucked at you. Very uncomfortable. Not great. And that was just one of the onyxes. So let's look at the other ones. The onyx 2, the northern one, is going to let out an eerie, disturbing, terrible kind of roar. And will request, in fact, is this too much rolling? Every person in Pokemon in the chamber is subject to a DC 17 wisdom save. We can just say Pokemon. I think that's better. Let's just say Pokemon. DC 17.
All Pokemon?
DC 17 wisdom save, yes. Except Gabriel's immune, actually.
What is it?
DC 17 wisdom save.
For Pokemon.
For Pokemon.
Wisdom.
If a Pokemon succeeded, nothing happens. If your Pokemon failed, their armor class falls by 2.
Shit. Okay.
So mark that somewhere. I will trust you all to have the integrity of the game.
Cookie failed.
Okay. Armor class drops by 2.
So it's now 16 instead of 18.
Correct. Elodie questions?
I was just going to add that I forgot that we had agreed at the beginning that Cabbage was out, so I was just going to say Cabbage was in the hole. I did roll and pass the strength check for the previous attack, so I took 10
okay.
HP away from her. Okay. But all of my Pokemon failed, so I'm taking the AC off.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, that sucks. Thank you for your honesty with Alcremie. And yeah, so minus 2 AC. It's pretty significant as all the humans, like, you gotta like cover your ears. It sucks. It's loud, it's harsh, it's shrill. It's a terrible, terrible sound. The last Onyx. Going to go for a bind into, we'll just say Trevor again. Rolling to hit. 21 to hit.
21 will hit, but I will use Protect.
Okay. There's nothing happens. Very good. Thank you for protecting, Trevor. Mm-hmm. That is all the baddies' turns. Holy moly. In the underground of the Desert Temple, the Quacko Paco, Gimli, and Porter begin to seemingly fight for their life as the intensity of this combat has increased after Regirock determines that perhaps the battle is not entirely going in its favor. Schmidt has identified an important object up on Regirock's left shoulder. Will he be able to retrieve it without the Quacko Paco sustaining too much damage is another question, and we will save that question for next time. Hello, and thank you so very much for listening to the latest episode of Dunsparce and Drampop. Extra special thank you to our latest patron. They are Rin1029. Thank you so much. If you're curious about what's on the Patreon but aren't ready to fully commit yet, you can always get started with a month-long free trial. Go check it out at patreon.com/dunsparce. If you'd like to get to know our players a little bit better, both Grace and Jacob have started streaming on Twitch again. You can find their links in the YouTube channel description, as well as if you join our Discord server, discord.gg/calyrex, and you can catch one of their streams. Once again, thank you so very much for your continued support, and we will see you for the next session on September 17th. Just water type
it's
damage.
Just a wet tail, you know?
That's true. Just a soggy limb.
Oh, stop.
The biggest pee-pee. Yeah.
It's not the biggest pee-pee. It's only 5.
Yeah, you guys
it's only 5
up.
Pee-pee. It's a little pee-pee.
Okay. So Trevor is... excuse me. Ooh. I choked on my sparkling water. 1 second. Sorry, guys.
Shit men's day right there.